Ritu Chatterjee, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Liberty Hall and its 30th anniversary screenings of the Richard Linklater classic Dazed and Confused all day September 29th. Tickets on sale starting September 12th at the Liberty Hall box office. Open every day from 1 to 9 p.m. From Jacques Offenbach, Barkerl from The Tales of Hoffmann, a little music based on the works of the romantic author Ernst Theodor Amadeus Hoffmann. And we heard the BBC Concert Orchestra, led by Barry Wordsworth, on Kansas Public Radio to begin things in our afternoon of classical music. I'm Jeff Watson, here to keep things going with music by Sir Edward Elgar. We have a few wonderful creations of his, such as the St. Louis Symphony bringing us Love's Greeting, along with Howard Henson's Marymount Suite. That's all just ahead of us. All the while, it is our fall fanfare. And I and volunteers are hoping that you can be the next one to support us with a pledge of support in whatever amount at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268. And we look forward to hearing from you a bit later this afternoon. We're going to proceed with what is perhaps the most well-known bit of classical music from Czech composer Bedřich Smetana from the symphonic cycle Má vlast, or My Fatherland. This is a tone poem from 1874, which describes the natural beauty of one of Bohemia's great rivers. We'll hear the Moldau next with the Vienna Philharmonic on KPR. The Moldau by Bedřich Smetana, perhaps the thing he's most famous for writing, from the symphonic cycle Má vlast, performed today by the Vienna Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. Still to come, music of Sir Edward Elgar. Will have the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra bring us Love's Greeting or Salut d'Amour in a few short minutes. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com and the Lawrence Public Library and its Civic Engagement 101 series, discussing misinformation and disinformation in the media, Thursday in the library auditorium. Details at lplks.org. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank Zen Zero for providing lunch for our volunteers and guests during the membership drive. Zen Zero serving Thai and Nepalese cuisine at 811 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. I want to talk just a minute about the Fall Fanfare. This is where we ask you for your support for Kansas Public Radio at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268 with a pledge in whatever amount you can afford for a service that brings you classical music that you won't find anywhere else. This is the music that endures. It was beautiful when it was written 100 years ago, and it's still beautiful now. It not only endures, but it also evolves. 100 years ago, Rossini wrote some music called William Tell about a famous marksman, and then in the 1930s, it became that again as the theme to the Lone Ranger. Classical music is continually taking us on a musical adventure, and it endures on KPR because of the support of listeners. Your willingness to support us in whatever amount you can today at kansaspublicradio.org or, of course, 888-577-5268. And it's not just me asking today. You hear all of us announcers a lot, but one person that you almost never hear, who is very responsible for keeping all the lights going and the machines working, is our engineer, Jason Sloat, who is kind enough to be with us this afternoon. Thanks, Jason.
Oh, thanks so much for letting me be a part of this, Jeff. It's really it's fun to be on this side of the microphone. Usually I'm on the other side, controlling things and making it sound as good as I can. I'm here in the live performance studio, mostly by myself. Amber Nichols in here, and she's working the big board. And we're hoping we can convince you not to just listen and enjoy Kansas Public Radio and all the wonderful classical music you hear, but also to support it by becoming a sustaining member. It's Sustaining Member Monday. Let me try that again. Sustaining Member Monday. You can tell I'm not used to being on this side of the microphone. And what that means is a very generous, anonymous donor, listener from Topeka, will give us $10,000 when we get 72 sustaining members. So that means you can become a new sustaining member. You can convert your membership to a sustaining membership. Or if you're a sustaining member already, you can do a one-time gift, or you can increase your membership by any amount. We would love to hear from you. Go to the website, kansaspublicradio.org, or you can call us at 888-577-5268. That's 888-577-5268. And help us achieve this goal of getting an extra $10,000 in support of Kansas Public Radio.
And I'd like to say a quick thank you to some folks who gave us a call during Cordelia's classical music broadcast. David Blakely and Lisa Stickler, thank you very much for your donations. Anonymous donors from Topeka and Overland Park. Anna Wilhelm, thank you very much. And listening to us all the way over in California, Paul Barnhart, thanks very much for your donation. You could be the next one to support us at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268. As Jason mentioned, it is Sustaining Member Monday. We're hoping you can join us as a sustainer. But whatever you can do this afternoon, we also have another challenge on our board from Leo and Joy Shell of Manhattan. Just a quick summary of what they're doing. They're matching all gifts dollar for dollar right now. So it's an excellent time to make your pledge go that much further. Do it at kansaspublicradio.org.
Jeff, while you were talking earlier, talking about the last piece that you played, it occurred to me that listening to classical music on Kansas Public Radio is kind of like a foreign language class.
Oh?
It really is. Every time I hear a new piece of music written by a composer from somewhere in Europe, I've heard pieces written in Asia and in the Americas, and it's a pretty amazing thing that this music is global. And it's historic and it's important. And the reason it's here is because folks like you have given money to support Kansas Public Radio, which gives you classical music. It's a rare resource on the radio these days to find a classical music radio station, especially hosted by someone as knowledgeable and authentic as Jeff Watson. And it's certainly a valuable thing worthy of your support. So give us a call at 888-577-5268, or better, go to the website kansaspublicradio.org, pledge online there, and become a sustaining member of Kansas Public Radio and help us get that extra $10,000 from those very generous folks in Topeka, because it's Sustaining Member Monday.
Thanks for the kind words, Jason. I don't know about knowledgeable. I think I know where I left my car keys. I'm not sure, but I'll tell you this. A lot of what I've learned about classical music, I've learned by working here, and that is because people have stepped up to support classical music. That's why it's still here. That's why I'm still learning. So I appreciate that. And each and every one of you who have pledged today, be the next one at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268. And as we await your call, we'll enjoy the St. Louis Symphony and violinist Pinchas Zukerman with Salut d'Amour, or Love's Greeting from Elgar, next on Kansas Public Radio. Salut d'Amour, or Love's Greeting from Sir Edward Elgar, performed by the St. Louis Symphony led by Pinchas Zukerman on Kansas Public Radio. We'd love to be able to greet you during the fall fanfare. To do that, pledge your support at kansaspublicradio.org or call us toll-free at 888-577-5268. You can be the first to support classical music in the afternoon on this Monday afternoon. Still to come in this hour of music, a little bit from Grieg's Lyric Suite before the hour is through. Support for classical music also comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence and their Yoga Basics 8-week series, starting tomorrow evening, that introduces the families of yoga poses and helps develop a consistent practice. Passes at yogacenteroflawrence.org. What we have next is from Howard Hanson and music from one of the only operas that he worked on back in 1933, which is based on a Nathaniel Hawthorne tale of a Puritan community in New England. It's the suite from Merry Mount. Next, with the Cincinnati Pops, led by Eric Kunzel, on Kansas Public Radio. There you have the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, conducted by Eric Kunzel, with the beautiful Merry Mount suite from Howard Hanson, here on Kansas Public Radio. Howard Hanson is one of those very interesting and leading voices in American classical music. There's always been a strange effervescence about what he writes, which is really on display in his very famous Symphony No. 2, the Romantic Symphony, but also in the piece that we just heard. How else does he take a short story by Nathaniel Hawthorne, a rather gloomy story about New England Puritans, and make it into something dazzling like that? I'm not quite sure, but nevertheless happy to play it for you, and I hope you've enjoyed it. There's more classical music on the way, a little bit from the Lyric Suite by Edvard Grieg, but before we continue that, I want to take a moment to remind you that those of you listening this afternoon, all of your pledges are matched dollar for dollar right now when you give during the fall fanfare on this Monday afternoon. Leo and Joy Shell of Manhattan are matching pledges dollar for dollar right now, so it's a great time to make your pledge in support of classical music, which here at Kansas Public Radio, this is one of the very few places that you get classical music on the radio here for you each and every weekday. If it's important to you, if it's worth your time, and we think it is because you've joined us today, keep in mind that it is the support of listeners that makes everything that we do here on KPR possible. And I'd like to say thank you to one member of the Lawrence, Kansas community who made the pledge this afternoon, Bruce Woodruff of Lawrence. Thank you very much for your pledge of support this afternoon. And I'd like to say thank you as well to someone who's joined us here in the performance studio. You usually don't hear from him, but when he's not here helping us during the fall fanfare, he's running around helping us hapless announcers answer basic computer questions, and we couldn't get by without him. Jason Sloat, our engineer, thanks very much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks so much, Jeff. It's great to be here. It's great to be with all of you listening to Kansas Public Radio right now. We are a close community of listener members, people who enjoy National Public Radio News, Trail Mix, All Things Considered, Morning Edition, all these wonderful things you hear on Kansas Public Radio. But right now we're talking about classical music, something that is worth your support, something that exists now because of the patronage of people over the centuries. It used to be the king or the queen or perhaps the church would support classical music composers and create all this beautiful music. Now it's quite a bit different. There are, you know, community foundations and there are donors and there are folks like you who support your public radio station, Kansas Public Radio. You can do that right now by going to the website, kansaspublicradio.org, or call us at 888-577-5268. And you can help us meet this challenge from Leo and Joy Shell of Manhattan, Kansas. They're matching your pledge dollar for dollar. That's if your $120 pledge becomes $240, if I have the math right. It's simple math, but it's still hard for me. But we would love to hear from you right now. Call us at 888-577-5268 or go to kansaspublicradio.org.
And one thing that you might consider is joining us as a sustaining member. And that's very simple. It just means that you give a small amount every month. Say you give $120 for the year and you want to pay that monthly. That's just $10 a month. And if you get used to paying for your donation that way, you'll see that it's very easy and you can set it up to do that in perpetuity. You can sustain your donation. And if you do that today, we're calling this Sustaining Member Monday. If we get 41 more sustainers before the day is through, we'll have an additional $10,000 kicked into the station. So not only are your pledges matched dollar for dollar right now, if you can join us as a sustainer, you're helping us meet another long-term goal. Our main goal is to just be on the air and bringing you the news, the information, and the wonderful music that we all enjoy, but it takes your help and your support. Be the next one to support us at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268.
And just think about the term sustaining. If you're a sustaining member, you're helping us maintain our service. We're quite different. We're not a business. We're not a corporation. We're not for profit. We don't do this because we have large corporate executive salaries and stockholder dividends.
That's for sure.
We don't. We raise this money to provide you the programming and really nothing else. And that's what Kansas Public Radio is all about. Classical music for you every day on your radio, on your phone, on the internet, on your computer, wherever you are in the world. We bring it to you day in and day out, but it takes money. And we would love to hear from you right now with a pledge of whatever you can afford. Not, doesn't have to be the whole complete public radio bill. It can be $10 a month, $15 a month. That helps us stay on the air when everyone contributes their little bit. And the best way to do that is to go to the website, kansaspublicradio.org, or call us at 888-577-5268 and help us knock this challenge from Leo and Joy Shell of Manhattan off the board. They're giving us $1,000 in support of Kansas Public Radio, which they will match dollar for dollar when you call us right now at 888-577-5268.
Quite correct, quite correct. All pledges are being matched dollar for dollar this afternoon. Your pledge goes twice as far. We'll bring in the Philadelphia Orchestra and its conductor Eugene Ormandy next to enjoy a little bit of music from Grieg's Lyric Suite. Here's the Norwegian Rustic March for you on Kansas Public Radio. From Edvard Grieg's Lyric Suite, the Norwegian Rustic March with the Philadelphia Orchestra and conductor Eugene Ormandy. Here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is almost 1 o'clock. We're about ready for a break for news from NPR, followed by the next hour of classical music, which is going to start with a Mozart overture that you probably recognize, and a rhapsody, a Hungarian rhapsody by Franz Liszt that you almost certainly will. Thanks very much to those of you who have made your pledge of support for classical music on this Monday afternoon. We hope you can be the next one to support us at kansaspublicradio.org. Or toll-free at 888-577-5268. I want to say thank you to Janelle Burghardt of Topeka, Kansas, for making her pledge this afternoon. It's a wonderful thing to hear from you. We hope you can be the next one. The time is 1 p.m. More wonderful classical music on the way this afternoon on KPR.
At Morning Edition.
Morning Edition is weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. And we're always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
To NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Well, I promised a Mozart overture, and that was the overture to The Marriage of Figaro, with the Columbia Symphony, conducted by Thomas Schippers, here on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being on hand. For more classical music on a Monday afternoon, I'm Jeff Watson. And in this hour, we're looking forward to Chamber Music Extraordinaire by Mikhail Glinka, Grand Sextet for Piano and Strings. Plus, we'll hear a great example of the tarantella by one of the great violinists of history, the Polish violinist and composer Heinrich Wieniawski. Much to look forward to as classical music continues here on KPR. All the while, we're hoping to hear from you with a pledge of support during the fall fanfare at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268. We thank each and every one of you who have made that pledge this afternoon, including John Cheffey of Oskaloosa, Kansas. And thanks as well to Mary Gage of Lawrence, Kansas, people who have joined us today as listener members. You can be the next one over at kansaspublicradio.org, and I want to emphasize that your pledges are matched dollar for dollar right now by Leo and Joy Shell of Manhattan. We'll continue with the London Symphony and conductor Antal Doradi with work by Franz Liszt, who gave the world many musical gifts, among them his Hungarian Rhapsodies, and this is one that you'll probably recognize, Hungarian Rhapsody No. 2 in C sharp minor on KPR. Yes, the boisterous Hungarian Rhapsody No. 2 in C-sharp minor by Franz Liszt in its orchestral version given to us by the London Symphony led by Antal Doradi here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 1:20 and still to come, the Moscow String Quartet and the Grand Sextet for Piano and Strings by Mikhail Glinka. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming renowned pianist Jonathan Biss, performing works by Franz Schubert and more, Sunday, September 22nd, 2 p.m., tickets available at lead.ku.edu. Speaking of Franz Schubert, we'll have our own music of Schubert to enjoy a little bit later this afternoon. We've got the Unfinished Symphony. That'll be between 2 and 3 p.m. And Kansas Public Radio is also the place where you hear about live events coming to the Lead Center or the Kauffman Center or White Concert Hall at the Topeka Performing Arts. This is where you hear about what's going on in the world of classical music, and it's a radio resource that is worth supporting. We've had a great response from many of you during our noon hour, and we hope that you can be the next one to support us at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268. Your pledge is being matched dollar for dollar right now by Leo and Joy Shell of Manhattan, and if you can join us as a sustaining member, you'll be helping us to meet an important goal that we have for Sustaining Member Monday. The important thing is to make the decision to pledge in whatever amount you can, whatever amount you afford, whatever amount you feel this music is worth to your life. You can do it at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268.
But the most important thing to do is to call us at 888-577-5268 or go to the website kansaspublicradio.org and show your support for Kansas Public Radio, for classical music. I was thinking about, if the Kansas City Symphony, for instance, has a beautiful hall and they have 80-some musicians and they're playing every weekend and they play to, roughly 1,200 people per performance. And there's just no way they could possibly afford to continue that programming. It's very expensive to run a symphony orchestra. And what they do is they have very, very wealthy individuals, and then there are foundations and people who believe in the power and importance of classical music and having live performance. And they support it because they want to share it with the rest of their community. Well, think of Kansas Public Radio kind of like that. It's very expensive to produce Kansas Public Radio programming. We have a facility, we have folks who work here, and the programming, especially from NPR, is very expensive. But with your help, with your, say, $10 a month, say $15 a month, that money goes directly to acquiring the programming that you enjoy every day on Kansas Public Radio. It's not for profit. We don't try to make money off of our listeners. We provide programming for our listeners, and we're just hoping that you'll see fit to support us in this goal, which is to stay on the air with classical music. So with that in mind, I hope you'll go to the website, kansaspublicradio.org, or you can go to your phone, I guess, 888-577-5268, and support Kansas Public Radio, your place to find classical music. And you know what? Your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar by the very generous Leo and Joy Shell of Manhattan, Kansas, when you call right now.
And that number to call is 1-888-577-5268, or, of course, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Jason, your point is a good one. It takes a lot of work to make classical music happen, not just in terms of the radio station where we have all this equipment that we use to broadcast it to you, but if you're in an orchestra, you got to know when your part is, you got to know when your cue is, you've got to know the notes, and everybody has to be in sync to make wonderful music happen. It takes a lot of work, but the point is, when everybody does their part, it exists, it happens, and classical music is a wonderful and beautiful thing that happens when everybody does their part. And your part is traditionally as a listener and appreciator of wonderful music on the radio, but now during the fall fanfare, we're asking if you can do your part and take your part a little bit further and join us as a member listener. If you do it right now, as mentioned, your pledges are matched dollar for dollar by Leo and Joy Shell of Manhattan, Kansas. It's a great way to make your pledge go that much further. And if you can join us as a sustainer, which means that you give a small amount every month, you'll be helping us to meet our big challenge on Sustaining Member Monday. If we get 72 members before the day is through, an additional $10,000 is kicked into the coffers of Kansas Public Radio, and there's only about a little over 30 left to go on that challenge. We feel like we can do this, but it takes your help and your support. Give it at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268. And as we await your call, we've got some fine chamber music from composer Mikhail Glinka to share with you. This is something that he wrote in 1832. He was a strident Russian composer, but he was spending some time in Milan and Italy, coming under the influence of the whirlwind of Italian opera, when he wrote this, a grand sextet for piano and strings, which we'll hear played by the Moscow String Quartet with pianist Tigran Alikhanov, next on KPR. Known as the Grand Sextet for Piano and Strings in E-flat Major, music composed in 1832 by Mikhail Glinka, played today by the Moscow String Quartet with pianist Tigran Alikhanov, here on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 1:50, 10 minutes until our next update of news headlines from NPR. Before the hour is through, we'll hear a fine example of the tarantella from one of the great violinists of history, Heinrich Wieniawski. But before we get to that, I want to take just a moment to see how we're doing over at Fall Fanfare on this Monday afternoon. The fall membership campaign has just recently gotten underway, and we've gotten a great response from you so far this noon and 1 o'clock hour, but we have some significant goals to make up during our afternoon of classical music, and that takes your help with a pledge of support at kansaspublicradio.org or toll-free at 888-577-5268. There are many benefits to being a listener of Kansas Public Radio. This is the place where you hear music from composers you know. It's the place where you find out about new composers and new works of classical music that you haven't heard before. This is the place where you find out about live events and cultural happenings happening in our own neighborhood. And it's a place where your donation supports an ever-expanding music library. In 2 decades, bringing you classical music in the afternoon, I haven't managed to get through the entire library yet because it's very expensive and we're adding to it all the time thanks to your donations. You have access to a world of classical music when you tune into KPR, but we need your help to continue bringing you this service. Help us meet our goals today at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268. And I'm here with our engineer Jason Sloat, who does a lot to keep the machines going behind the scenes. He, too, has a word about benefits to listening to KPR.
I sure do. There are a lot of benefits besides just listening to the music and enjoying it. If you're a member of Kansas Public Radio, you have access to pre-sale and discount concert and event tickets, such as the upcoming Dar Williams program, which is celebrating the, I think it's the 30th anniversary of Trail Mix.
Correct.
Also, on September 30th, that's when the pre-sale begins for our Big Band Christmas show, so you'll get access to that. As a sustainer, you get additional benefits. There are special sustainer events. There are lots of giveaways. There are automatic renewals. And we really appreciate your membership, your sustaining membership of Kansas Public Radio. It's a community radio station, really. It's not a commercial radio station. We're not here to make money. We're here to make programming. We're here to bring you classical music every day with Jeff Watson, Cordelia Brown, and Destiny in the evenings. It's wonderful music. It's, you know, it's classic. It's classical music. It's just the greatest stuff ever made. And it's certainly worthy not just of listening, but it's worthy of your support. So pledge your support for Kansas Public Radio for classical music on this Sustaining Member Monday by going to the website, kansaspublicradio.org, or the website, or call us on the phone the old-fashioned way at 888-577-5268. Also help us make this challenge dollar for dollar. Leo and Joy Shell will match your pledge dollar for dollar when you call us now at 888-577-5268.
That's true. Your pledges match dollar for dollar right now. One thing I like to say is that it's always very affordable to give to Kansas Public Radio because we only ever ask you what you can afford, whether that is a one-time gift of $30 or perhaps $60. Or if you can give at $5 a month, perhaps $10 a month, some can even give at $20 a month. It all depends on what you think the service is worth to you, how much it adds to your life, and how much you are personally invested in its future. If you are, it takes your pledge of support at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268. And as Jason mentioned, right now your pledges are matched dollar for dollar by Leo and Joy Shell of Manhattan, so it's a great way and a great time to make your pledge go that much farther.
Now, I know a lot of people who buy a cup of coffee every day.
Oh, yeah.
Every day of their lives. And what does a cup of coffee cost nowadays? At least $3 or so, something like
that. About two and a half where I go, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive. It used to be 25 cents for a cup of coffee. Not anymore. I love coffee. I couldn't live without it either, so I totally understand that. But think about what you get for a dollar a day investment in Kansas Public Radio. If you pledged a dollar per day to Kansas Public Radio, you would have, for each dollar, you would have a full 24 hours of Kansas Public Radio. Certainly lasts a lot longer than a cup of coffee, and it's very satisfying. And that's a pledge in support of your public radio station, Kansas Public Radio. Give us a call at 888-577-5268, or even better, go to the website, pledge securely online at kansaspublicradio.org, and help us stay on the air and keep the classical music coming.
Call us at that number or go to kansaspublicradio.org and ensure your access to a universe of classical music, such as what we have for you next, an example of the Tarantella by one of the great violinists of history, Heinrich Wieniawski. Let's listen now to violinist Nathan Milstein and pianist Leon Palmers with a Scherzo Tarantella on KPR. They call that one Scherzo Tarantella in G minor from Polish violinist and composer Heinrich Wieniawski, played today by violinist Nathan Milstein, with Leon Palmers at piano, here on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is creeping up now to 2 p.m., and in just a moment, the news from NPR. Classical music continues in the next hour, where, among other things, we'll bring you Franz Schubert and Symphony No. 8, the Unfinished Symphony. That's going to be coming your way in just a short while on this Monday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, and I'll be back with you in the next hour, along with Jason and the folks over at Fall Fanfare. I want to say a wonderful thank you to those of you who have made your pledge of support and your voices heard in support of classical music on the afternoon here at KPR. You can be the next one to support us at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268.
Hey, it's A. Martin.
That's every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. from Morning Edition at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their travel card, Venture. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A small tune, but one of some great charm from Benjamin Britten. The Playful Pizzicato, from his Simple Symphony, played by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, led by Sir Neville Mariner, here on Kansas Public Radio, where we have a simple mission, to bring you a wonderful world of classical music each and every weekday. And the way to support it is simple as well. It takes just a moment of your time and a tiny amount of money pledged at kansaspublicradio.org or toll-free at 888-577-5268. During this Monday afternoon on our fall fanfare, we thank each and every one of you who has taken that step and made a pledge for classical music in the afternoon. Thanks to all of you, and we hope you can be the next one we thank over at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. As for the music we have to enjoy, coming up, Staatskapelle Dresden will be ready with Symphony No. 8 by Franz Schubert, the famous Unfinished Symphony. That's coming up in just a bit. With us next is conductor Antonio Papano and the St. Cecilia Academy of Rome, with two fetching episodes from an opera by Tchaikovsky. We'll hear Waltz and Polonaise from Eugene Onegin next on KPR. With the players and singers of the St. Cecilia Academy of Rome under Antonio Pappano, Waltz and Polonaise, from the opera Eugene Onegin, music by Tchaikovsky, here on Kansas Public Radio. In a few short minutes, Dotchka Bell Dresden will have Schubert's Unfinished Symphony. Support for classical music on KPR comes from I2S at Create at KU, creating, disseminating, and commercializing fundamental knowledge and new technologies in computer systems, communication systems, and radar systems. More at i2s-research.ku.edu. There's another source of support I'd like to talk to you about now during the fall fanfare. I want to say a quick thank you to Mitch Kaufman of Prairie Village, Kansas, who mentions that this station and its people have meant a lot to him for a long time. Well, Mitch, your pledge means a lot to us. Thank you for your support. And an anonymous donor from Lawrence, Kansas, who mentions that they think everything is great, Destiny especially. Thanks to those pledges, we have met the challenge from Leo and Joy Shell, who have supported Kansas Public Radio with an additional $1,000 this afternoon. There is another challenge on our board, and it's not just for the afternoon, it's for the whole day. We're calling this Sustaining Member Monday, where we're hoping to get a certain number of sustainers to the station, and if we get them, an additional $10,000 is kicked in to Kansas Public Radio. 35 pledges are sustainers are what we need to find this Monday, and we're hoping you can be the next one at kansaspublicradio.org or toll-free at 888-577-5268.
I'd like to thank you for having already contributed to Kansas Public Radio. Perhaps you're a sustaining member already, or you've been like one of the wonderful folks who've called in this morning or throughout the weekend, or maybe gone to our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you so much for your help in keeping Kansas Public Radio on the air. But perhaps you have never given to Kansas Public Radio. Perhaps you are someone who listens and enjoys the programming. You listen to classical music. You might listen to All Things Considered in the afternoon, morning edition, all the great programming we have, but you have not yet become a member. I'm making this appeal to you directly because I think once you join Kansas Public Radio, once you contribute some funding to Kansas Public Radio, you'll find that you have a much closer connection to the programming, to the people involved in making it, to all of us, Jeff and myself and Amber, who's here with me in the live studio. We're a small group of people, but I feel like we do important work. We bring you classical music. We bring you NPR news. You know, there's a debate tomorrow night. We're going to cover that on Kansas Public Radio. The election's coming up in just a few months. There's so much here. There's so much of value. Why don't you join us? Join Kansas Public Radio as a member. You haven't done it before. Now's the perfect time to do it. And it's easy. It just takes a few moments. You can either do it on the phone by talking to Vicky or Max. They're waiting for your call at 888-577-5268. That's 888-577-5268. Or you can just go to the website. It's really simple and it's very secure. KansasPublicRadio.org. I think you'll find that membership has benefits aside from the music and all of the pre-sale and discounted tickets and, you know, events and things like that. There's a feeling of belonging and of doing important work. So join us. Call us at 888-577-5268 or kansaspublicradio.org.
Classical music is a whole universe of beauty and elegance that you get access to each and every time you tune in to listen. We're here today because of the generous support of listeners who have given in the past, and we've got an eye now towards the year to come. We want to be with you each and every day of the next year to continue to bring you wonderful music, beautiful listening, and memorable experiences. But it takes your support to do so. But it doesn't take a lot from each individual person, just a tiny bit, perhaps five, perhaps 10, or perhaps even $15 a month. And if you can join us as a sustainer, that is to say, give us a small amount each month in perpetuity, you'll be helping us take advantage of our challenge for Sustaining Member Monday. Be the next one to support us at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268.
It would mean a lot to us, all of us here, folks on the air like Jeff and Cordelia and Daryl Brogdon, but the folks behind the scenes like Amber and Felonies and myself. A lot of folks, not a lot of people work here. We're a small staff, but we're very dedicated to bringing you what you expect from public radio. Classical music, jazz overnight, trail mix, retro cocktail hour, news from NPR, All Things Considered, morning edition, all the great programming. It's wonderful stuff, and it's worthy of your support. So please consider whatever it's worth to you, $5, $10 a month, whatever you can afford. Call us at 888-577-5268 or go pledge securely on our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Yes, you get a lot when you listen to Kansas Public Radio, but it doesn't take a lot to support it. Thanks for your pledges of support during this Monday afternoon, and we'll bring you next Staatskapelle Dresden under conductor Giuseppe Sinopoli for the famous and marvelous Unfinished Symphony, Symphony No. 8 by Schubert, next on KPR. Musicians of Staatskapelle Dresden under conductor Giuseppe Sinopoli with Symphony No. 8 in B minor by Franz Schubert. It's true that Franz Schubert never quite completed his Eighth Symphony, but it took on a new and almost mythical life of its own as his famous Unfinished Symphony for you here on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 2:50 and about 10 minutes until all things considered at 3 o'clock, and we have, as it happens, a tiny bit of unfinished business during the fall fanfare. There's just a few minutes left to show your support for classical music on this Monday afternoon, which you can do at kansaspublicradio.org or toll-free at 888-577-5268. And I'd like to just say a quick thank you to a new member from Atchison, Kansas, Laura Call, who made the decision to support us this afternoon. Thank you, Laura, and thanks to each and every one of you who have made your pledge thus far. You can be the next one and help us meet our goals for this afternoon at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268. And it's especially good if you can join us as a sustaining member and help us meet a overall challenge that we're calling Sustaining Member Monday. And here's Jason Sloat to tell you a little bit more about that.
Well, Sustaining Member Monday is a fun way to just try to convince folks to join Kansas Public Radio. When you're a sustaining member, you set up a payment through your bank account or a credit card, whatever works for you, and you're just a member, and that whatever you decide to give to Kansas Public Radio monthly just comes out of that account, and you don't have to be bothered with renewals, and we're not going to bother you with extra mailings and pester you with calls, which we don't really do anyway, but it's a very, very nice and secure way for us to know how much money we have to work with throughout the year. So it makes budgeting a lot easier, and it's a lot easier for you. So I really recommend doing that. If we get 34 more sustaining members today, an anonymous, very generous person in Topeka will give us an extra $10,000 in support of Kansas Public Radio. So it's a great time to join Kansas Public Radio, or if you are a sustaining member, you can add to your sustaining membership with a one-time addition or with an additional monthly contribution. Any way you'd like to do it, help us keep classical music on Kansas Public Radio by calling 888-577-5268 or go to the website kansaspublicradio.org and add to, become a new, or contribute a little more to your sustaining membership to Kansas Public Radio.
I've worked at Kansas Public Radio for a little while now, almost about two decades, bringing you classical music first in the evenings and then later on in the afternoons. And if there's one thing that I've always been impressed by, it's the willingness of people in northeast and east central Kansas, and indeed all around the country, for whom this music means something special. So much so that they're willing to step up and support it, because they know that listener support is the only way to sustain the future of this radio service. So if you can sustain Kansas Public Radio right now, do so in whatever amount you can, whatever amount you feel the program is worth to you, at kansaspublicradio.org, or of course, toll-free at 888-577-5268, which you can remember easily as 888-KPR-KANU. There's just a few minutes to go before 3 o'clock. Time's running out for you to show your support for classical music in the afternoon. Let's hear from you next.
That's right. I was just thinking about all the different things that I pay for every month, like streaming services, bills. A streaming service is a perfect example. For instance, if you pay $15 to $16 per month, like for HBO Max or, you know, Amazon or any one of those, they're all great, whatever, a lot of great programs, I might do that just to watch one show. And then when I'm done with the season, I really don't watch it anymore. So I'm paying all this money per month for something that I might watch an hour a week or something like that. Kansas Public Radio is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We've got classical music all throughout the day and the evening. It's a great service. It's a great value. And you get to determine what you spend on it. Maybe it's worth $10 a month. Maybe 15. Maybe you can afford a dollar a day. That's $365. That's still a bargain for what you get with Kansas Public Radio. The way to do that is to call us at 888-577-5268. You can pledge by giving your credit card number or bank account to someone, a volunteer, or you can go to kansaspublicradio.org and become a sustaining member of Kansas Public Radio.
And we thank each and every one of you who have taken that step this afternoon. There's just 5 minutes to go until 3 o'clock, and as the program began with the BBC Concert Orchestra and conductor Barry Wordsworth, we're going to conclude with that same ensemble, with a fun little tune from English composer Sidney Torch now. Let's hear Trapeze Waltz on KPR. Yes, complete with slide whistle. The BBC Concert Orchestra, conducted by Barry Wordsworth, with the Trapeze Waltz from English composer Sidney Torch, today on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, we've just about arrived at 3 o'clock, and up ahead is All Things Considered, from NPR News. I want to thank engineer Jason Sloat and Amber Nicole for being with me during this first Monday of the fall fanfare, and a huge and heartfelt thanks to each and every one of you who made your pledge of support for classical music in the afternoon. Everything that you do and your marvelous support makes everything we do here on KPR possible. We hope you'll be able to sustain us and pledge your support during the news. I'm Jeff Watson, and I'll visit with you again tomorrow at noon. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and of course, always online, where you can make that pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence and their Yoga Basics 8-week series starting tomorrow evening, that introduces the families of yoga poses and helps develop a consistent practice. Passes at yogacenterofLawrence.org and KTWU Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at KTWU.org, KTWU Channel 11, local public television. It's 3 o'clock.